Blog Talk Radio.
I remember when sin was sin, and I remember when wrong was wrong, and I remember when we all fell short and got back up much quicker than the fall. Well, I'm praying that you open our eyes, praying that you open our eyes again. Father, please open our eyes. Father, please open our eyes again. What she meant, and then she followed up and said, because I told you so. I'm praying that you open our eyes.
Oh my God.
I'm praying that you open our eyes again.
Oh Father.
Father, please open our eyes. Father, please open our eyes.
Here I am.
open our eyes, yeah. Cause we really need it. Father, please open our eyes. Can you hear us singing? Father, please open our eyes.
To the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everybody. I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, and I'm so blessed to welcome you to Taking It to the Streets for this Monday, August 15, 2022. Now, we have a very special program tonight because it is entitled Standing in the Gap Through Prayer. If you have been looking at the conditions of the world, you would know that prayer is much needed. But as always, I'm being joined by some of my anointed sisters and co-laborers, hallelujah, and the persons of Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Apostle Zeta Flowers, and Pastor Vanessa Carver. I'm so blessed to have my sisters in the house with me tonight to join us for prayer. And speaking of prayer, I always open every program with prayer, so let us bow. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we just come thanking you for the opportunity to stand before your throne tonight as individually and as a family, Lord God, lifting up people all over the world. Because, Father God, we know that you can make everything right. So, Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that as our petitions, intercessions, supplications come up to your throne of grace, that you would find them all pleasing and in your perfect will. Yes. So, Lord God, let your Holy Spirit just speak to us tonight and have his way. Let him speak through us tonight, yes, so that your people will truly be blessed. Because, Father, it is our desire that your people be changed, delivered, transformed, and restored to all that you created them for and us for. So, Lord, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus that you just bless my sisters. Bless Pastor Vanessa as she comes. Bless Mother Mitchell as she comes. Lord God, bless Apostle Zeta and Minister Tina as they come. Lord God, we just pray that you use us on this night. And if somebody doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin, Lord, we just pray right now that tonight they would hear something in our prayers, Lord God, that would cause them to give their lives to you. It is in your holy and righteous name I pray. Amen and amen.
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 Amen. Beloved, amen. God says to pray without ceasing. It also says that the fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And in the book of Acts, chapter 12, 1 through 17, this past Sunday, we looked at Peter's release from prison by God.
Yeah.
I see it just goes to remind us that when the church is praying, miracles happen. When the church is praying, signs, miracles, and wonders will follow.
Yeah.
And if anybody should be praying right about now, the people of God need to hear the servant leaders of God standing up and praying for them. Hallelujah. Because I truly believe that as servant leaders, one of our greatest responsibilities is to be praying for the people of God.
Yeah.
So I just thank God for the opportunity to come together with my sisters and pray on tonight. And what I'm going to do is I'm going just to allow the Holy Spirit to use my sisters as he always does, and they can come forth and tell us what the Lord has laid on their hearts to pray about, why, and then they are going to pray like never before. Amen, because we really want people's lives to be changed. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to start with you. We're going to start with our pastor and intercessor and prophetess, Pastor Vanessa Carver.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
It's always a powerful time when there's corporate prayer. I agree with Apostle Cook. Corporate prayer is a powerful thing, and we should do it more often. Despite what we're going
Amen.
Through, despite what the world is doing or not doing, we should always stand together in unity. When we pray, things happen.
Amen.
And I just want to go forth. I think when I was thinking about this, the thing that I said, Lord, what do you want me to pray? It was for leaders. That came up
mm-hmm.
strong. It didn't change. No matter how many times I asked him, he kept saying leaders.
Well,
our servant leaders as a whole. So, Father God, I just come before you right now and just give you praise and just thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness to us as leaders, that our identity is
yes.
etched in stone. I just thank you for your word and how powerful your word is, that we never draw from it, that we always draw from it and never get away from it. I thank you, Lord, today
Amen.
That it's in our, that it orders our steps and it is bringing us comfort and it helps create a true plumb line in our life, that's where everything comes from. That's the core. So help us not to ever forget, for those that are getting
yes.
strayed and getting seduced out of line, Lord, just bring us back to the center, front and center.
Mm-hmm.
Strengthen us, Lord, in areas where we're weak, and continue to mature us in areas where we need to be matured. Bring us closer together, Father God. Let us not hide ourselves from you, no matter what we're going through or find ourselves too busy, that we learn to consecrate ourselves before you, that we learn to
yes,
to
Lord.
Get in these places in our hearts and in our minds where this
yes,
is,
Lord.
You know, not
Thank
just transactional, but that this is something that's more intimate. So that was another thing on our hearts as leaders, that we not get so busy and transactional in nature that we forget about the intimacy, about
yes.
being at the feet of the Sovereign One. That's a powerful place to be, especially now. We should never take it for granted. It is, like I said, etched in stone. It is really a part of who we are spiritually and naturally as we learn to navigate throughout this world, Lord, in a way that we be the salt and the light.
Yes, Lord.
No matter what we're doing, no matter where we are, Father God, that we just know that we're the city on the hill, that we're the light of the world. And so as we serve, no matter where we are, no matter how you lead us, Father God, we don't take that for granted. We learn that that's the true value system that the world
yes.
can, we cannot get from the world. That as we sit down and read the word and study the word, that is truly our foundation. It renews us, it restores us, it strengthens us, it reminds us who we are and who we belong to. That even as
yes.
it pertains
yes.
to goal setting, those goals have to be all about you. And you are the ones that set the goals for our lives. Let us not get away from and lay aside every weight and the sin that besets us and gets in the way of how we do things. Let's not be transactional. Let's be more intimate with you, Father God, so that whenever we preach, whenever we teach, whenever we evangelize, whenever we pastor, And however, Lord, those fivefold ministries have a way of being exemplified in our lives, that we believe this is not transaction. This is who we are. This is a mission, and it's pure,
yes,
and
Lord,
it's personal. So I thank you, Lord, today that we lay aside the weight. Today I just pray for every leader that has family stuff going on, just got things going on in life. Life is lifing, so to speak. And I just thank you, Lord,
yes,
today for us being integral about how we live our lives out loud before you,
yes,
and before man, because that's the true witness. And I thank you, Lord, today that even those conversations that we have with you in private, even those conversations that we have with each other in private, I thank you, Lord,
yes,
today that that illuminates truth. And we always get our truth from your word. So help us, Lord, to even as we sit at study tables or we begin to read things together and we begin to talk about the scriptures and we're being revelation comes, it's not always about agreeing. It's about drawing closer to the Lord so that eventually that we study for ourselves to know how to be effective, to know,
yes,
how to lead, know how to lead together, to know how to lead in some cases alone. And I think we're never alone spiritually, but sometimes we physically are alone. Those who are pioneering,
yes,
they're doing things in their cities or sometimes in their school or sometimes in their workplace or sometimes in their neighborhood. Nobody is doing and will do.
Amen.
So I ask you, Lord, today that you, for those who have weak eyes, ears, and what I mean by that is the vision comes from you. And sometimes when we're not around a lot of people or a lot of people understand what you've told us to do, these things become dim. Sight becomes,
yes,
dim. I thank you for restoring the vision again. And opening,
yes,
up our eyes again, reminding
open
us who we
eyes
are,
again,
however
Lord,
we
yes,
get our attention. You know how to get our attention, Lord. And so right now, I just pray for every servant leader here on this line, as well as those who are listening and those who never listen. I'm praying for all of us that are in the body of Christ today, that you,
yes,
strengthen our hands. Those that are our errands, sometimes we hold the hands of the leaders. When they can't hold their hands, just like Aaron held Moses' hand, that's what some of us are doing. Some of us,
yes,
are the Nehemiah.
Lord.
Father God, are the ones who come alongside and carry weight. And I just thank you, Lord, today that we don't underestimate the power of everything you're telling us to do, that nobody will see.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord, today, right now, for families being affected in ministry. I thank you, Lord, today,
yes,
for all the things that can affect the ministry adversely, that we grow from these things and we know that we share in the fellowship of your suffering. So there's things that leaders go through that other people don't go through. They're just going through it. But I thank you, Lord, that these things be not in vain, that we take a closer look at them, that we allow those tests and trials to develop us, to,
yes,
be greater,
Lord,
to be wiser, to be stronger, to be more tender towards each other,
yes,
to be more sensitive to,
yes,
your presence,
yes,
how we enter in and how we exit, and what our presence really does. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. That, thank you, Lord, today for allowing this for us to pray together tonight. Amen.
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 Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Did I hear Bishop back there?
Yes, you did.
Bishop, are you ready to pray?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we thank you this evening, God. We come before you humbly, God. Father, you're great and you are awesome and worthy to be praised, God. Father, we thank you for how awesome you are, God. There's no other like you in heaven or earth or under the earth, God. Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that you gave for our physical wholeness and our spiritual wholeness, God. Father, we thank you for that perfect blood and his broken body that paid for our physical wholeness and our spiritual wholeness. God, I thank you for you giving us the desire to share the testimony of your Son's death, burial, and resurrection with all that we meet. Father, I thank you for those souls just coming into your kingdom with the understanding that,
yes,
they are going to meet with you as a result of your Son, your son eschewing them into your presence,
mm-hmm,
God. Father, I thank you for your word that you've given us, that you allow us to be developed in a way that allows sin to no longer have bonds on our life. I thank you for the freedom and the liberty and the power that you've given us so that we can maneuver into any area that you assign us to. I thank you for you giving us the power to operate in areas of concern, interest, and need around the globe in all places so that your power and your presence can be felt everywhere. Father, I thank you for us walking boldly in those places that others would dare not go. Father, I thank you for you having given us the victory in places where only you can prevail. Father, I thank you for your absolute power that transcends anything that man can assemble, God. Father, I thank you for you giving us the boldness to walk in that power and to not give in to pleasing people, not give in to serving money, not give in to leaning to our own understanding, and not give in to trusting in those things that are not of you, God. Father, I thank you for putting us in a place of absolute obedience and submission to your spirit and allow us to operate in the power of that spirit so that we can worship you in spirit and in truth, God. Father, I thank you for us standing on that truth. I thank you for you giving us the desire to dwell in the presence of your word and just consume the truth of your word so that we can give that truth to others, God. Father, I thank you for you teaching us how to love you perfectly, how to love ourselves perfectly, and how to love others perfectly as you develop us, as you strengthen us. Father, I thank you for our expectation to be to see the fruit of the Spirit manifested in one another as we grow spiritually, so that there can be no lack amongst us. Father, I thank you for you allowing that fruit to be the measure whereby we allow ourselves to begin to identify one another and not the superficial trappings of religion, but allow your fruit to be what identifies us as your children in the world so that people can see the real difference between your children and those who are yet to become your children, God. Father, I thank you for you allowing us to walk in the reality of the presence of the power of your Holy Spirit so that we can demonstrate that power in a way that manifests signs, miracles, and wonders in the earth wherever we go. Father, I thank you for people being delivered and set free wherever we go. I thank you for demons being cast out wherever we go. Father, I thank you for those who are afflicted with illnesses being healed wherever we go. Mm-hmm. Father, I thank you for those signs, miracles, and wonders drawing all men, women, and children to you so that they can submit their lives to you and walk into the fullness of your righteousness that you've called for them to be through the power of your Son Jesus Christ's blood. Father, I thank you for that blood being absolutely able to cleanse all sin and restore all that you've called before the foundation of the world. God, Father, I thank you for us no longer turning away from those things that come against your purpose in our life, but for us rebuking all of those things that come against your purpose in our life in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for this right now. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Minister Tina, come on in the room, precious one.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you so much. Oh, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace just giving you all the praise and the glory for this beautiful prayer service we have today, praying for your people, praying for the world, praying for those who don't know you, Heavenly Father, in the pardon of their sin, praying for those who will come to you, Lord, today after our prayer time is over, Heavenly Father. What's come to me, Heavenly Father, is something that you've always said, that there's only one Savior. There's only one Savior that's going to save us from the world. The world cannot save us. Only you can, Heavenly Father. And your Son, Jesus Christ, proved that by dying on the cross for us to deliver us from our sins, Heavenly Father. We are so thankful that you did give us your Son here on earth. Teach us your ways, Heavenly Father. May somebody who's listening today be wanting and guided to want to know more about you, Heavenly Father, wanting to live your way, Heavenly Father, and drop their worldly ways, Heavenly Father. Right now we're all afflicted and we all have our own stress and our own pain and our own aches and our own things that we have going on in our personal lives, Heavenly Father, if we just keep turning to you when we pray and not take our prayers away, our prayers will be answered. Trusting
yes.
in you is the most important thing that there is for us to believe and walk with you and not just talk, but also walk
yes.
with your Son, Jesus Christ,
Amen.
And show our love for others, Heavenly Father, whether it be our neighbor,
yes,
whether
Lord.
It be someone in the store, whether it be someone on the street, someone on the road, what have you, showing your love and your grace and your mercy to other people, Heavenly Father, so that they know that we as Christians, we as followers of Christ, are who we say we are, and we're not
yes.
hypocrites. One day at church and then acting a different way when we're not at church, Heavenly Father. We just thank
yes.
you so much for the people that are listening today all around the globe. We ask that you touch them, Heavenly Father. Give them a
yes.
blessing that they've been praying for, Heavenly Father. Bless them so that they know that you hear them, Heavenly Father. You hear them. You may not answer them today or tomorrow, but we know you do answer prayer, Heavenly Father, and that they know that you are with them. We please comfort those who need comfort today that are mourning a loved one, maybe someone who's lost a parent or a sister or a brother or a child, Heavenly Father, someone that's close to them. Comfort them. Show them that you're there, Heavenly Father. Let them know that
yes.
you're there, Heavenly Father. We are so thankful that we have this ministry to be able to come together to pray for those who are in need of you, Heavenly Father. And we are
yes,
just so
Lord.
Thankful. And we just give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory for all the good things that you do for us each and every day. You have said to us before many times, only good things come from you. No weapon formed
yes.
against us shall prosper. Only good comes from the Lord. If it's not good, it doesn't come from you, Heavenly Father. And thank you for reminding us each and every day. I give you all
yes.
the praise and the glory. In Jesus Christ I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Now, listen, we have a couple of more servant leaders here that's going to pray, but we also have some of you here. And if you are interested in lifting your voice in prayer, if you press your one, hallelujah, I will address you by your area code and the last four digits of your phone number, because the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Hallelujah. And the more prayers going up, the faster the blessings get to coming down. Hallelujah. So right now we're going to have Mother Mitchell come into the room and pray. You're fine.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I'm so glad to be here to be in this prayer service tonight. O Most High, Lord, I just come with boldness and with thanksgiving. Anytime I approach your throne, Lord, let me always have a praise on my lips and thanksgiving that comes toward you from my heart. Help me to give thanks to you for all you do for us, through us, and in us. Thank you, Father God, that you loved us first. And not only did you love us so first, you sent your Son when we needed a Savior. And when he went to the cross, he came down and he saved us all so we could have eternal life. We thank you, Lord, that you just teach us. You tell us what you need us to know. You help us to see with eyes as your eyes see and as your ears hear. When you look at us, Father God, you don't see old rags that we are. You see your children covered in the blood of Jesus, wrapped in the grace and faith that you have given us. We thank you, Father God, because you are merciful, you are good, and you are all that we need in this world. The world cannot save us. The world cannot give us what we need. Only you can do that, Father God. Only you can answer those questions that we all sometimes need answers for. Why, Lord, this? And why, Lord, that? And sometimes, Lord, you give us such a wonderful answer, and we just thank you for the strength that it gives us when we understand your word and your what you want for us to understand. We thank you, God, that you are always there for us. You never let go of us, and you never forsake us. We may sometimes think we are so this and that, that we can let go of your hand. But I tell you what, we are in a sorry predicament when we do, because nobody can bless us like you can. Nobody can help you like help us like you can. Nobody is bigger, deeper, wider, nothing than you are, Father God. So let those that don't know you come to know you so they can know these things for themselves. Tell them, Lord, and help them and show them to read your word so that they know who you are. And tell them the stories of Peter and the chains that broke and fell off. Let them know that that was you, Lord. That wasn't the world. That was you. The world was laying asleep and didn't even know that the chains or the doors had opened. We thank you, Father God, for all that you do, all your parables that you give us to know and understand them well and learn from them in the present day. Lord, we know you couldn't, you could have talked about jet planes and computers, but they wouldn't have understood, Lord, in the first century. The first century was a different time, and it was a God-winning time. It was when God walked the earth with his people and laughed and talked and prayed and raised the dead. We thank you for all of that, Lord, and for every parable that you have taught us, because you teach us through those things that we may know what is right with you and in you, and you tell us how to take those things and learn from them each and every day. Father God, I don't know what else I can possibly thank you for.
Amen.
You give us so much that you just do everything because you love us. We are your creation. You will never let us down or leave us because we are your creation and you love us. So I just thank it, you all, Father God, for it in the mighty, wonderful, blessed name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. Amen.
Amen and amen. All right, Apostle Zeta, come on in the room, Mother. You must be on mute, Mother. Apostle Zeta?
Yes, I was on mute. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I was on mute. Okay.
All right.
Well, praise God. It's been a blessing so far, and I just thank the Lord for the time that we can take away from our busy schedules and so forth and work and to go into intercession. It's a blessing. And for prayer and intercession is so important for all of us and for ministry. Satan knows the power of prayer and intercession, and he attempts to do what he does, try to kill, steal, and destroy what God has ordained for us. But because of who we are in Christ Jesus, we continue to go on and
and
pray, hallelujah, and lift those up that we know we need to be praying for. And then God does it. He does the work.
And then
we hear the results of the prayers and our petition. And I just, before I go into prayer, I just want to mention the fact that I'm really thankful because, we pray for people and we pray for healings, and I just wanted to say that I've been hearing, even on today, testimonies, and over the weekend as well, testimonies of those that have been healed.
Amen.
And yes, and it's just such a blessing. And I know when you were out here Apostle Cook, God moved in a mighty way, and he gave us instructions, and we went forth praying for healings and for miracles.
Yeah.
And they have they happened right before our eyes, and we were not shocked. I mean, you know, that's
no.
what God does. But we were in obedience to him and did what he gave us to do, and we were blessed. And I just want to mention this. I know it's not testimony time, but it's all about prayer. The day that we had I think it was in this first one, we continue to have them monthly, but the first one was in December, and I remember coming before each one and sharing the fact that the Lord had put it on my heart to have the healing and the ministry services. Well, I was in pain. I was really in pain, and we went forth and we prayed for different ones because different ones that were coming in, it seemed like everybody needed a healing. And so I shared about myself that I also needed a healing. And Apostle Cook, I know everybody was praying for me, but when you came forth and I handed you the oil and you anointed me with the oil and laid hands on me and prayed for me, I went out on the power of God. And when I got up off the floor, I had no pain. No
Hallelujah.
Pain. I am totally healed. And I had been healed many years ago of cancer, and it was feeling like it was trying to come back. I didn't accept it, but I had the pain and the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have it now. So
Amen.
Anyway, I wanted to share that because it's so important because, you know, God has given
there
us the power to do so, to lay hands on
yeah.
the sick and they will recover. And sometimes it's in our own midst, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But when he heals us, then, you know, even it's so important that we continue doing the same. Because
yes,
if
amen.
I'm healed, if I'm not, you know, sick and laid up and ailing, then so be it. I can go and touch someone else. I can pray for someone
yes.
else that needs the healing. And see them recovered because we know that it is not us anyway. It is God himself.
Yes.
So anyway, that was on my heart all day today, just thinking about, you know, how
Lord
good God
gosh.
Is. And I was getting phone calls from different ones that were saying that they were healed or that they
Hallelujah.
had their last treatment. They had their
Thank
last
you,
radiation treatment, or they had their last chemo.
That's
you know, I'm
true.
Hearing that, and it doesn't always happen like it has with some of us. Like myself, when I was told that I had cancer, I was all ready to go into surgery. I was prepared, you know, not at first, but. You know, I was praying and I was strengthened, but God didn't do it that way. He miraculously healed
Amen.
Him. And so anyway, okay, I'm going to move on. But I'm just so thankful just hearing from others about what has happened, what has taken place
yes.
for them.
Yes, amen.
These, you know, they're, we're living and we're not dying.
That's right. We shall live and we shall
the
not die.
Of the Lord. That's what we're
yeah.
doing. Praise God. So I
Amen.
Thank the Lord for that. But on my mind also, I mean, it's been really constantly lately, about the young people, and it's been mostly young ladies, but also young men as well, that can't be found by their parents.
Mm-hmm.
They're missing.
Well,
And so my heart has been heavy concerning that, and so I've been praying about that, and so it's on my mind now too.
Amen.
So I wanted to pray for those ones, because the human trafficking is continuing. It's continuing.
Yes.
And,
yes.
You know, I know that many are also being rescued.
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, I want to mention that also, that God is rescuing. He is rescuing
uh-huh.
in spite of what the enemy is still doing in certain areas and to certain people. There is a young lady in our area and all over the place that are missing. And they seem to be within the age range of, oh gosh, anywhere from 12 to on up, missing. And so I've been in prayer for them and want to continue in prayer for them. Also, the children, for protection for the children, because, I mean, it's in the news every day.
Uh-huh.
Child has been killed. Some child has been sexually abused. Even parents are killing their children. Someone mentioned the other night that's happening, and it's just... we know that we're living in a wicked time, you know.
Yes.
So we need to pray for them, and the schools are opening in our area. The little ones that I take to school, they went today, started back today. Want to pray that the schools will be kept safe.
Safe.
That our children will be safe, that the staff, the teachers, and the parents, as they go to and fro to pick up their children, they will be protected as well.
Yeah.
So and then also the war-torn areas. Think about the people in Ukraine and how so many are suffering, just not knowing where to go. And I want to pray that the Lord will rebuild for them in those areas, that time will come, and that
yes,
there will be a great mission ground there, that many will come to know Christ.
Yes.
Even through that. And it's happened before, so it's no reason why it can't happen again. Praise
Amen.
God.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Amen.
Father God, as others have, I come before you and just asking, Lord, that you would handle these petitions, each one,
yes,
one by
Lord.
One, that all of these will be touched in a way, Lord, that they will know that your hand has been upon them.
Mm-hmm.
Make a difference. In the name of Jesus, in our schools,
mm-hmm.
the protection of our children, the staff and the teachers, the parents, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
And Lord, I pray also for those that are continuing to be abused, those that are not free, those that cannot tell what's happening to them, we pray, Lord, that you will rescue, that you will somehow, Lord, send someone to find those ones that are in captivity. We pray, Lord, that they will be freed, they will be let go, they will be spared.
Yeah, Lord.
That
Lord.
You will bless them, their hearts, Lord, that you, their minds, speak healing, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
That you will bless them, that you will watch over them, that you will continue to keep them safe, Lord, that even the things that have happened to them will somehow turn around for their good. that they may be a blessing to someone that has gone through the same thing, that even you might strengthen and build them up, that one day they will minister to others, Lord, that have gone through the same kinds of things and have faced all the hardships and the abuse, that you will just heal, that you will heal the wounds in the name of Jesus, that you will provide what they need, that you will counsel them through others, God, and that you will bless them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, that they will no more feel like they are, that they will never be free or never see their family again, what have you, or even those that have family that are abusing them. We pray, Lord, that you would move in, that you would step in, that you would straighten out these situations, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, those that are have been affected by the war, we pray, Lord, that there will be a rebuilding, that you will take care of those, Lord, that have been injured and those that are suffering.
Yeah.
And those also that are grieving over the losses of their loved ones that still are not found, that are still missing. And those from all the flooding in Kentucky, those families that are still searching for, that they have not yet found. We pray for them, Lord, tonight. Pray that you will touch them. Pray that they will know that you are their hope.
Yeah.
Somehow somebody will minister to their needs, God, and somebody will lead them to you. Because we know that you will make a difference.
Yes.
And we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, for all that have been prayed for tonight. And we pray, Lord, that we will hear even more testimonies.
Yes,
that others,
Lord.
Will be able to share through the prayers of others, Lord, that they have been blessed, that they have been, their wounds are no more. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That the healing has taken place, that the miracles have come forth. We thank you, Lord. We pray for the manifestations of your healing
Lord.
Power to come forth in Jesus' name. And we thank
Lord.
You for it. We thank you for the time. Thank you for the opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Would anyone else like to lift their voice in prayer? There's still time. Amen. Well, Father God, I just come in the name of Jesus in total agreement with everything that your anointed servants have prayed. Father God, I just praise you because of your great love for us. I thank you, Father God, that when you heal us, Lord God, you heal us through and through.
Yes.
Lord God, I just praise you in the name of Jesus, that when we pray, we know that you hear our prayers, and we know that you will answer us.
Yes.
So, Lord God, I want to thank you for the heart set and the mindset of your servants who came to stand in the gap for your people all over the world. Now, Lord, I pray for them. I pray that you bless them coming and going, pressed down, shaking together until running over, Father God. I pray that you provide their every need according to your riches and glory. Lord God, if there be any sick that among us, I pray that you would touch us, Father God. Hallelujah, and heal us through and through. Lord God, may we always look to you in all that we need.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Lord God, let us be a beacon of who you are.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Let us be your hands and your feet. Let us, Father God, go ye therefore, telling the world about who you are. Telling the world about a wonderful, loving God who loved us so much that he didn't even withhold his son from us so that we might have eternal life. But, Lord God, I come thanking you. I'm thanking you right now for the souls that will be that are going to be won tonight.
Yes,
Father God, I thank you for the people that will be healed tonight.
Yes.
Father God, I'm thanking you for those that are looking for a way, they find a way tonight.
Yes.
Father God, I'm just thanking you for those minds that you are restoring through your holy word and for those, Lord God, that you are lifting up from that pit of depression, that pit of discouragement, that pit of just hell itself. And you're showering them with the more abundant life. And we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and mercy. Thank you, Father God, that no matter when we're not faithful, you are. Thank you, Father God, that when we're weak, your strength is perfected. Thank you, Father God, that when we can't see for ourselves, you will show us through your spirit.
Yes,
we thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord God. That leads, guides, and directs us in all that we have to do. And Lord, we're so grateful that you have given us the pure power on the inside. Let us walk in the authority, power, understanding, discernment that you have given us, Lord God, without apology. But let us do it all things with much love and with much prayer.
Yes, teacher.
Because, Lord, we just want to be effective for your kingdom. It's not about us. It's about you, oh God. And we want you to get all the honor and the glory and the praise because you and you alone are worthy. So, Lord, I just want to thank you for your mighty servant leaders that came out. Lord God, I want to thank you for their faithfulness. Lord God, I want to thank you that they love your people. And I want to thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that we have had this time to come together as a family, to join together on one accord with one spirit in one faith, hallelujah,
you,
to lift up your people.
Yes, Lord.
Because, Lord God, we do believe that prayer changes things. So when we pray, God, we do pray believing and expecting you will do exactly what you said you will
do.
And we thank you for it all right now in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen and amen. Saints of God, you have been listening to the spirit. You have been listening to Taking It to the Streets, Standing in the Gap Through Prayer. Now, I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, and I'm so glad that you joined us here tonight. I'd just like to once again thank Mother Mitchell, Pastor Vanessa Carver, Bishop Lester Carver, Minister Tina Brown, and of course, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Hallelujah. I love you all. And we just want you to continue to walk with us here on the Spirit Alive Network. Tomorrow you can, at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can join Bishop Lester Carver for his Tuesday night teachings. On Wednesday, you can hear Apostle Zeta Flowers with All Nations Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. And for more information about us, hallelujah, you can just follow us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Amen. So on behalf of all of us, we just pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed evening, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night and God bless you from all of us at the Spirit Alive Network.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
I love you.
Love you.
Bye. Love you too.